I'm Eileen Rivers, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, the best of 2015. Quick, what do you think was the biggest story of this year? Having a hard time getting past thoughts of Donald Trump's ludicrous campaign comments or Hillary Clinton's emails? Perhaps our Punchlines Roundup can help. Remember Ashley Madison and those cheating spouses? Or what about Charles Manson's odd but temporary fiancé? Take a walk down memory lane with our picks for the funniest jokes of 2015. From Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Sean Hayes, Larry Wilmore, Trevor Noah, Stephen Colbert, Conan O'Brien, and Jon Stewart in our New Year's Eve edition of Punchlines.
During last night's debate, Donald Trump said he would feel more comfortable if his own employees brought firearms to work. Yeah, when they heard that, many of Trump's Hispanic employees said, no problemo.
Charles Manson's in the news. He's called off his wedding to his 27-year-old girlfriend. That's right, ladies. He's back on the market. You know the old saying, if you like it, then you should have put a swastika on it. So, all the single crazies. I love that.
That's right, Jeb Bush admitted to smoking marijuana 40 years ago. Meanwhile, Ben Carson admitted to smoking marijuana 40 minutes before the debate.
That's an interesting question. Hey, man. It's like brain surgery.
Confederate flags start coming down. Supreme Court decisions supporting health care, fair housing, marriage equality. It was a display stunning. It was a display stunning in its alacrity and its completeness. Traditionally victimized communities granted the legal dignity that had been denied them so many years. Truly a moment of joy. Or. To put that another way.
Today, some of the darkest 24 hours in our nation's history.
They're not booing, they're saying, cruise.
Hey, guess what? Right now in the U.S., the most popular name for baby girls is Emma. Emma, yeah. And the least popular names are Ashley and Madison.
I blame the moderators, because it started on the very first question.
This first is an open question. This series of debates is essentially a job interview with the American people. And in any job interview, you know this, you get asked, what's your biggest weakness? So in 30 seconds, what is your biggest weakness, and what are you doing to address it?
Yes, they open with the one question that no one in human history has ever answered honestly. But of all the non-answers the candidates then gave, Ted Cruz's was the most least.
If you want someone to grab a beer with, I may not be that guy. But if you want someone to drive you home, I will get the job done.
That's a great appeal to the voters. Ted Cruz, 2016, get in the car.
As soon as it started to get dark, I went out and waited, and for a full 20, 30, 40 minutes, I couldn't find the moon. I waited, I was in front of my house, and I was like, well, maybe I went to the back of my house. My wife and I climbed up on a hill, nothing. Meanwhile, everyone we know is posting pictures of the supermoon on Instagram. People who live three blocks away from us are posting these photos. I'm like, where the hell is the moon? I almost started calling people to ask where it is, but it was too embarrassing. Where's the moon? So I just kept looking. And then finally, at around 7:30, it appeared like the great pumpkin from behind a house. And then I looked at it for about a minute and went inside. Wasn't as super as I hoped it would be.
Nobody's fallen further than Jeb Bush, who's sitting at about 4% in the polls, which explains his latest fundraising email promise.
His campaign says it will stop spamming email accounts with fundraising requests until next year. But there is a catch to this offer. You'll have to contribute $25 in campaign cash now.
Wow. For only $25, Jeb Bush will leave you alone. How is it that Americans always fall for this? Because right now, Jeb Bush's campaign sounds like an elaborate Nigerian prince scam to me. That's exactly what it sounds like. My father was a president. My brother was a president. And I was supposed to be president as well. And with your help and $60 million, I can save this country and put money back in your pockets. Just send me your bank account.
You all, did you watch the Golden Globes? Did you see the Golden Globes? I thought Tina Fey and Amy Poehler were fantastic.
They're hilarious.
They're hilarious. They're they always great. Do a great job. Last night at the Golden Globes, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler made jokes about Bill Cosby. Yeah! Wow. Yeah, and to show there were no hard feelings, today Cosby offered to buy each of them a drink.
The all snap moment of the night, okay?
I have no more campaigns to run. My only agenda, I know because I won both of them.
Oh, man, that is amazing. Look, calm down, Maxine Waters. You're not watching a World Star video, okay?
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke.